The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Final time you'll hear this for a while.
So you're allowed to sing over it, but we're not.
Yes.
One just me and fear.
Just me and Frank Sinatra.
Old not Dave can do what he likes.
Yes. Pause. Anyway, good morning. It's Ben Burrell here for Dave Berry. Matt Dyson, good morning.
Good morning, Benny.
I can smell the dowie from here. Good morning, Anna Geary. Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Glenn Moore.
Good morning, Ben.
Temporary producer Molly, good morning.
Morning.
Morning. Morning, producer Dave, a.k.a. Swiss.
Good morning.
And good morning, producer Mark.
What's up?
God.
He's just discovered that. He was losing his mind this morning. We're going to show him Flat Eric next.
Flat Eric! Oh, it's been a while. Well, actually, we are going to do that in the first hour of today's show. Yeah. Stuff like that. We'll get to that in a minute. First, though, I woke up this morning. My first thought was, did it really happen?
No.
Was it all a dream? It wasn't a dream! Okay, I'm going to go for it. If it's Joe or Paul, I think I'm going to scream. Lee on Twitter says my guess is Mitchell.
Oh.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess.
That's a good guess.
That's totally good. I'm going to go for Adam.
That is my name.
That's amazing.
Adam.
Oh my God.
Listen to that pandemonium.
Just unbelievable.
That's amazing.
Anna, you went further yesterday. That probably sounded quite mad to you and anyone else that didn't hear
it. I don't know what's going on today.
We spent a week trying to guess the name of callers, anonymous callers on the phone. And yesterday we got it.
I've never felt like that. It was the most energised I've ever felt. I ran a 2-minute mile on the way home.
You genuinely, I've never seen you look so excited. And you came into this studio afterwards because we were in separate studios. You came in and gave me a little pat on the shoulder.
I just couldn't. I'm so proud of you, man.
You're so invested in the future.
Well, thank you. We are not going to do Name That Caller today. Instead, it's the glorious return of Five Celebrities, £5
yes.
on in a little bit.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's time for social ammo. We were promised talking animals. Matt Dyson, please
yes,
deliver.
We do have talking cats to come. First, there's a few big food stories that we need to touch upon this morning because Weetabix have finally confirmed the age-old debate about how you're supposed to eat them.
Finally confirmed
for your breakfast, yeah. And they have said that the correct way is to pour the milk first into the bowl,
what?
And then rest the biscuits on top.
Rest
floating islands. And that is how you're meant to eat Weetabix. And they've said it themselves.
I don't see how's that going to make a
difference. I've been doing it wrong.
Yeah.
I've been boiling them in the kettle and just pouring them directly into my mouth.
It's bad,
a normal person.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? Yeah. Was it David James, the former England footballer? He pours boiling water on his cereal instead of milk.
Any cereal.
He actually does do something
boiling water?
Yeah, he boils it from the kettle. Mm. Warm water and instead of milk.
I will only have Weetabix warm. I can't have it cold.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
like a baby.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Everything I must be warmed up, including milk.
I must have my mush.
The other big food story is 25% of people in the UK have never boiled an egg.
I said this to you yesterday. That's mad, isn't it?
Sad fact, isn't it?
There are 7 of us right now in this room.
I was just going to say that.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's nearly 2 of us.
Yeah.
I've boiled an egg.
Hard
such a
soft,
weird thing to gloat about.
Anyone who hasn't?
I'm not ashamed to say.
What do you mean?
I'm not sure.
Mark
hasn't. What?
I
tend to have
Why
scrambled.
Not? Yeah, well.
Is the headline just a quarter of people are vegan? Is that just what the headline is?
Well, that might be the real story.
Well, it's true. It's true, apparently. Yeah. Producer Mark and Anna both.
So that's.
Unboilers.
Yeah, so it seems like it is fact. We can take it as fact, yeah.
I ain't vegan.
He's not vegan.
Let's move on quickly.
You can tell you're getting to close to the weekend because Mark starts shouting out.
He has one of his rants.
The other big food news is that McDonald's have gone into the wedding market. You can now get McDonald's to cater for your wedding.
Wow.
Only in Indonesia to start with, but they will roll that out.
Why there? Why there specifically?
I don't know. That's where they've come up with the idea. You can get a whole package for £185. Save a fortune on your wedding. So you get that they'll just send you like 100 chicken burgers, 100 boxes of McNuggets.
And we all know how well that food travels.
Answer me this, Matt. You went to Swiss's wedding, producer Dave's wedding recently. Would you have rather had the food you had there?
No.
Or
a McDonald's.
Be careful, we suck my legs.
It was really nice. We had a really nice chocolate tart we had.
Yeah, but was it a Big Mac?
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, you could have saved a fortune.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, have just had the Wendy's Baconator.
Wow. Oh, yeah, the square burgers. And then the talking pets.
Of course, Friday.
We've got a couple of examples for you. Exhibit A, this was a cat on Instagram, right, who was on an upturned mattress when its owner came home. Its claws were embedded in the mattress. It was stuck. She asks, are you stuck? And the cat clearly says, I am. Right, here it is. You'll see, it does.
Are you stuck?
Oh, so sad. I am.
It does sound distressed, doesn't it?
Cat, I don't know if cats have similar accents. Doesn't that cat sound just like the
Lacandle? Yes, similar, yeah. I think they might be related.
Can't believe I just said
way.
That.
Yeah. Lacandle cat. Legend.
I want to take myself out of this link immediately.
That's why I felt really ashamed, because Ben has no idea what this is.
Another exhibit B is a cat saying, hold on to my fur, I like it, which is an amazing one. And this is just... I like it. Almost singing-songy quality.
What is that?
And it has a slight West Country accent. I like it. I like it.
I don't know how we can accept that when you're talking over
says,
it.
Well, I mean, you have to do that. Because, you know, when you can't see the subtitles...
When you can't see the Mickey Mouse ears bouncing on each of the words.
So hold on to my fur, I like it. When the dogs are barking is what it goes on to say. Oh. And it's such a great piece of talking cat action that the kiffness on Instagram has turned it into a song.
Oh, yes. No.
I like it.
I'm so sorry to you, the dear Absolute Radio listeners, you're going through this.
I like it when the dogs
the beat's
are barking.
Drops.
Yeah, exactly. You like it now, don't you? Amazing. I'll share them on my Instagram for all you talking pet fans. You'll be talking about them later on a stage of data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Weetabix with butter. Don't knock it till you try it.
I've heard that. Yeah,
that
you don't put milk on it. Yeah, you eat it like a sandwich.
Like a sort of piece of toast.
That sounds horrible. This says, Ben, is that cat still going into your terraced garden? It's actually a tiered garden. And yes, that cat is still terrorising me. Don't talk about it, to be honest. 81215 is our text number this morning. You'll need that as we play the Decade Detective.
You could give the cat its own tier. You ever thought about that? Just put like litter tray stuff.
I think it's going to do a hostile takeover of one of the tiers.
Yeah, it should do.
Yeah, probably that bark chip tier that I get from Wix, which I still want by the end of the show, by the way. This is One Breakfast Show, by the way, with 9 playlists. If you download the free Absolute Radio app right now, you can skip effortlessly between them. Do it if you haven't done so already. We want to explore them right now in the Decade Detective, and as we do, we want to give you a shout-out. As I say, 81215 is our text number. Let us know who you are and where you are, what you're up to today, what you're doing right now. Give us a little bit of context, please, as you identify these two songs. Once again, I have taken the vocals of one song and the instrumental of another. I have put them together, and we want you to tell us the songs and the artists, please. It's Absolute Radio Noughties versus Absolute Radio Tens today. We were caught up and- Easy. In your bones, there's a dust settles around. Any ideas? A song from the noughties, a song from the tens. Identify them and the artists and text to 81215. Let us know your name and who you are and where you are and what you're up to. We were caught up and lost. Did you get this straight away?
Pretty much, yeah.
You're a professional, though. Any ideas? Let us know. We want to give you a shout out on the show in the next 10 minutes. Text me now on 81215. You can tweet at Absolute Radio. Tell us those two songs, please.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Doing the Decade Detective right now. We asked you to identify these two songs. One is from Absolute Radio Noughties, one from Absolute Radio Tens. You can explore both those stations, by the way, with this breakfast show on the free Absolute Radio app right now. I think this was the hardest one of the week. Not that I think it's hardest, we just didn't seem to get that many right answers. It's quite difficult.
No, the Panic at the Disco one. with Fall Out Boy. That was tricky.
Yeah, but this... Yeah, I guess this was easier, but there seemed to be more wrong answers today on this. We did have some right answers, though. Obviously, hi to Craig in Kent, sweeping a corridor right now. Ooh. Hello to Rob, Brad and Melina, selling and delivering kitchens in sunny Bognor Regis. Michael from Thorn on his way to play golf. Dana in Market Harbour, you were correct as well. She's just getting ready for the last day at work for the summer. Enjoy. Matt, what were those songs? Reveal all, please.
It was Bastille and Pompeii on the vocals, wasn't it? And then it was Coldplay, Viva La Vida.
Yes, on the instrumental. Thank you very much. As I say, you can explore both those songs and all of our radio stations, all nine of them with this show, on the free Absolute Radio app right now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
10 weeks of tickets.
This is exciting. It's been good so far, 10 weeks of tickets. I've got to say, as we do every single summer, we are giving you the chance to go to some of the biggest and best gigs. This happens on this show and Home Time with Bush and Richie as well. We've been giving away tickets to Reading Festival. Got to say, the Reading Festival lineup this year is particularly good. Some amazing bands and artists playing. We want to send you there. And Matt, we want to send you there via the game Bag of Bands. Remind us how this works, please.
Well, I have packed my festival bag ready for Reading, and I have all my camping stuff and other things that I take to festivals with me in my bag-o bands. They're all hidden inside, and I'll pull things out that relate to a band that's playing the festival. One caller comes on air, you answer three questions correctly, and you go into the festival. It's that simple.
Will there be a wet leg question today?
There will be. It'll be the third one. I dread to think what will happen this time.
Okay, good luck. And what's your bag today?
I'm on the Waitrose bag for life.
With the Waitrose bag.
Do you want to have a look inside audio?
No, this was so weird when you did this yesterday.
Here it comes. It's like ASMR, isn't it?
It's not, no. Can I just say, please never ever say here it comes again. It's so terrifying. If you want to go to Reading Festival, then give us a ring right now. 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. We could be sending you there. Give us a ring now. 0330 123 1215. All the T's and C's are online.
10 weeks of tickets.
It's all part of 10 weeks of tickets. We're going to play Bag of Bands. Matt has packed his festival bag, and inside are a series of items that relate to questions about bands. If we get all three questions right from our caller, they go to Reading Festival. Let's meet our caller, shall we? Gavin is on line number one. Gavin, good morning.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, team.
Morning, Gavin.
Hello. Where are you, Gavin? What are you up to today?
I'm sat in my car at the side of a road in Newport. Was on my way, just about to leave for work, I was.
Oh, okay, we sidetracked you. Can we hear the car's horn, Gavin? A little bit of Friday fun?
Right outside a residential car.
Come on, give us the horn. Give us a little...
Just a little pop.
It's going to wake everyone up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it a no?
It's a no.
No, I did it. There you go.
Oh, sorry.
It already.
Yeah.
It's after 7:30. It's fine.
Lovely. I think there's a two-tone horn there as well.
Really
lovely.
Nice.
All right, Gavin, who are you going to take if you win your tickets to Reading Festival? Is anyone in mind?
Yeah, my son, Ben.
Oh, nice. Oh, how old's your son?
He will be 18, just.
Oh, cool. Okay, all right, let's make sure we go then. Matt, can you start the rummaging in your bag, please?
Yeah, do you want to come inside again?
No.
I think it would work better if we turn everyone else's mic down and just have the bag mic up.
Do you want to do this?
Yeah, I do.
We could turn the mics off. I'll put the bag over my mic. Okay, you want to do that?
Okay, yeah, we're going to enter the bag, Gavin. Okay. Come into the bag with me now. We're in the bag, Gavin.
That's gross.
That's gross. Gavin.
Let's move on. So inside this bag, I also find, because I also always take board games to festivals. Unfortunately, this board game has opened in transit, and there are loads of figurines all over the bag.
No.
Miss Scarlet, Reverend Green, Colonel Mustard.
The killers.
I've only got the Killers. Yeah.
The Killers. Okay. Yeah. Gavin, what is the second studio album by the Killers? Is it A, Sam's Town, or B, Pam's Town?
Sam's Town
is the right answer. All right, number two, please, Matt. Can you rummage?
It's my soil sample from my favourite holiday spot. A quaint strip of Cambridgeshire flooded marshland. You know what it is, don't you, Ben? You know what this is?
No.
It's a fen. Duh.
Jesus wept.
It's a fen.
Jesus wept.
Duh.
And speaking of Sam Fender, Gavin, can you name the song of his? Is it A, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, or B, Hypersonic Missiles?
Hypersonic Missiles.
The right answer. Matt, rummage, please.
Yes, OK. Well, I always bring a toy or two to play with, as you know.
Oh, we know what this is, don't we?
Oh, no. Look at this.
It's Lego.
My Lego is all mixed up with the wet marshland soil.
Taylor's old as time. We've all been there.
You've committed to this.
Yeah,
I'm quite impressed.
I shouldn't have put them in the same bag, but I have now got wet Lego.
Lego. Yeah, it doesn't even work, because wet Lego is not the same as wet leg. But, yeah. Gavin, can you name the wet leg guitarist? Is it Hester Chambers or Heston Blumenthal?
It is Hester Chambers.
Is the right answer. You and Ben are going to Reading Festival. Congratulations, mate.
Thank you very much. Just a little fist bump in a car. That's so sad.
Oh, is he in the car with you? Oh, nice.
No, that's just me. I just did a fist pump.
You fist pump yourself? Whoa. What a moment. Almost as good as when Matt put the bag over the microphone.
Yeah.
Gavin, congratulations. You are going to Reading Festival. We'll let you get to work, mate. Nice work.
Thank you. Cheers, guys. Bye.
The winning continues on Home Time with Bush and Richie. 10 weeks of tickets will continue from 4 o'clock. They could be sending you to Leeds Festival. Please stop that.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets
on Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
One listener. Morning, this is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's 7 minutes to 8 on Friday morning. We hope you're doing all right this morning. It's Ben Burrell in for Dave Berry. I want to merge two things that we've talked about a lot this week on this show. One is Request Anything, and the other is out-of-date pop culture references.
Oh.
Because there's been a lot of out-of-date pop culture references mentioned on the show this week, including, I think my favourite was when you said it's like the Jets versus the Sharks.
Yeah.
Which was you referencing West Side Story.
Yeah.
You're so showbiz, aren't you?
Still relevant, it's been remade a few times.
Like it is. And we did Request Anything, of course, earlier in the week, which is a request show, but not songs, just like TV theme tunes, sound clips, etc. We played the Buttery Biscuit Bass remix song, didn't we? We played the Donald Trump ramp song as well. We played out some clips. So this morning, we want you to request anything as long as it's an outdated pop culture reference.
Oh, nice.
Matt, what sort of stuff are we looking for?
I don't believe it.
Yes.
It would be a good example, wouldn't it? Surely.
Yeah. I'm thinking anything from like early noughties, like Little Britain.
Lots of catchphrases.
Yeah.
The Hypebeast Womble actually said, "Was that?"
Oh, yeah.
Earlier this morning.
Oh, what was that? Late 90s.
No hint of irony.
I remember requesting the end of the Home Improvement credits once where he goes,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Request Anything. It's an outdated special this morning. What do you want to hear? 8, 12, 15 to text. Tweet at Absolute Radio. Request anything that is an out of date pop culture reference. We'll play it for you this morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Once again, we're doing Request Anything on the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show, except today it's an outdated pop culture reference special. That's right. 8, 12, 15 to text or tweet at Absolute Radio. Some amazing ones coming in. Sean wanted to hear this.
Computer says no.
Oh, it's been a while, hasn't
What's
it?
What's that from?
anonymous texter whose number ends in 854 wanted to hear this. This is quite heartwarming.
Can you keep it for me? My name, oh yes, it's J.R. Hartley.
Yes, Hartley.
Life.
Dean wanted to hear this.
Yeah.
Can you not interrupt, please?
Gary's looking confused.
Do you not know it?
No.
It's an old advert.
I didn't see it first time around.
I spoke to Matt Lucas said that the first sketch he ever wrote when he was a child was based on that advert.
And
it was a guy going through all the motions going, oh, it's the book by J.R. Hartley. And they go, what's his name? And he goes, my name, it's J.R. Hartlington.
Glenn, what can we play for you?
Mine is from the 2006 movie Mission Impossible 3, where Tom Cruise, at the very beginning of a film, runs up a wall, lies down on said wall, looks directly into the camera, breaking the fourth wall, and inexplicably says this.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall.
We don't talk about it enough. No one
Humpty
mentioned
Dumpty
that.
Sat on a wall.
Why?
In 2006, that made no cultural impact, him doing that.
Why?
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. I had no idea.
He says it so intensely as well.
To the camera. He's on his own.
I know. Alighieri wanted us to play this.
In a dark, dark town, there was a dark, dark street. In the dark, dark street, there was a dark, dark house. In the dark, dark
this is a Crime Watch opening.
In the dark, dark stairs, there was a dark, dark cellar. And in the dark, dark cellar, some skeletons lived.
They've really tried to make it more family friendly, haven't they? I read Funny Bones to Aggie.
Alan Olberg.
Do you know what though? It's a bit disappointing. It's not as good as I remember it.
Because
when we found it in the library, she was like, "Let's get it," and I was like, "Yeah, great." And I read it to her, and I remember thinking, "This is
not much happens, does it? Once you've done the opening,
there's no narrative structure to it, man. I've got to
say, they just wander around town and go back to the cellar. That's it.
Yeah, quite disappointing.
You are a bit older now, aren't you?
Well, that's true. Yeah, my palate has somewhat changed. Yeah, 8:12:15. Is our text number. Let us know what we can play for this morning's Request Anything. It's an outdated pop culture reference special.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
8:29 on Friday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here. We are doing a Request Anything special right now, but make it an out-of-date pop culture reference, please. Sean wanted to hear this. It's been a while. Remember the 118 adverts? People got obsessed with them, didn't they? They used to wear those like 118 running tops.
Or Maureen on 118212. The rival.
Was it just Google by phone? Wasn't that what it was?
Yeah,
if you had to do something, you had to ring someone up.
That was it.
Dan's requested this. I have no idea what this is.
Come on,
call Jack. What is that?
That was like a chat room on the internet before they had the internet.
What?
It was like a premium rate phone line you called just to chat to people.
Well, just late at night.
There was loads of them, but they were advertised on TV all the time.
Did adverts sound that muffled at the time? Yeah. It's like when you rewatch footage of, like, I don't know, the World Cup in 2006, and you're like, it's basically in black and white. Yeah. It looks like an old FIFA.
Do you know what it sounds like?
It sounds like they put
a bag over the microphone.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? Yeah. Technique.
So what was it? It was a chat room you could ring into?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, there were lots of premium rate phone lines.
Everyone on the same call?
You used to have club call for your football club. So if you wanted to know the latest transfer news, you'd dial up on your landline.
Truly.
Listen to them.
I thought it was like, if you want to talk to sexy Ray Parlors in your area.
Oh, God, I've got mental image. Listen, we're going to pause this just for a second because on the way next, we're doing five celebs, £5.
Oh, yes.
After we guess the right name, unbelievably, Name That Caller yesterday. We're going to have to do something else. So we're going to do five celebs, £5 this morning. Basically, if you want to come on the radio and have a little bit of fun with us this morning, give us a ring right now. 0330 123 1215. Matt, just quickly remind us how this game is different to the normal five words, five grand game.
It's amazing. We say a first name and then you have to say a surname relating to a celebrity. If you match up with whoever's playing, you win.
All £5.
All
you win
£5.
You could listen. This is the reality. You could be going into the weekend £5 richer. That's the situation we're dealing with this morning.
We'll transfer it into your account today.
Today, yeah, that's a promise. give us a ring.
Tax free.
Exactly. Yeah. 0330 123 1215. Give us a ring right now, and you could be playing five celebs, £5 on the Breakfast Show in just a second.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. Five celebrities. £5.
Absolute Radio.
It's back. So usually Dave does the game Five Words, Five Grand, which is on hiatus right now. It will return over the next few weeks. Just to warm you up for that, though, it's five celebs, £5. At some point it will return. This is very much the budget version of this game, but more celebrity-based, more glitzy. I'm going to give the first name of five very famous people to our caller. If that caller matches the surname with our team player this morning, they win £5.
Oh,
it could be theirs. That's the reality we're facing. Playing this morning is Henry. Henry, good morning.
Morning, Ben. Morning, team.
Morning.
Hello, Henry.
Hey, Henry. Where are you this morning, Henry? What are you doing today?
I'm in Harrogate. I'm just getting ready for work.
Where do you work?
I work from home, but I work for I work in sales, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's very, very non-specific on this. It's a government job. Don't say any more about it, okay?
Maybe he's a spy.
Yeah, maybe he's a spy. Yeah.
We get a lot of calls from spies.
We do, don't we? They'd love this
game.
They love £5 for £75. Really nice moment for them to just relax and just chill out.
And they never say celebrities. They always guess like John Le Carré characters.
Listen, let's find out who you're playing with this morning, Henry. Let's spin the random generator. Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice. Anna Geary.
Oh, it's Anna. Hey. Anna, please leave the news studio,
okay,
the booth
good luck,
of truth.
Henry.
Good luck, Anna.
Yeah, I think she'll need it. Anna can be, I think, a little bit wild on this feature if memory serves.
I think only on the original five words. Okay. I think Anna's had really unlucky words in the past. I'd say. She's had a bad luck.
I've got faith in her.
You should.
Mr. Glenn leaping to her defence. There's the Newsreader's Union. So quick.
Actually, sorry, I realised we're journalists. We're meant to be balanced. She's rubbish.
All right, Henry, are you ready for your first names?
Yes.
Okay, just give me surnames for these first names, please.
Go.
To try and avoid the bad people, as producer Mike told you off air. Name number one is Bob.
Mortimer.
Great shout. Really good shout. I reckon she'll say that.
Yeah. She might go Carol G's, but I mean, I think she'll go Bob.
that's possible, you're right. Name number two, Steven.
Spielberg.
Yes. Good one. Elizabeth is name number three.
Taylor?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably the best one.
Really good.
I can't really think of any apart from that.
The second.
Yeah, that's my first thought.
The
queen.
Really, yeah.
Name number four, Henry, is James.
James Martin.
All I could think was James Taylor.
I was thinking
James Taylor's good. McAvoy.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
These are good so far, though. These are good. Fifth and final name is another queen, this time Victoria.
Beckham.
Victoria Beckham. You've got to go Beckham. All right, Henry, stay there. We'll try and match your five answers, and you could be winning £5 next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
You know we name the podcast of this show every single day. I've just seen some of the options we're already putting up. We'll name it at the end of the show, as we usually do, but I've just seen one of the options go up that said, "Hold on to my fur, I like it." also got to say hi to Charles delivering around Northampton right now. He says, "Ben, you really missed a trick here. You should have done five callers, £5, and get the caller to guess the surnames of the 'That's Not My Name' callers." We'll do that next time.
Five celebrities, £5.
Absolute Radio.
Meantime, we're doing five celebs, £5 right now. Let's welcome Henry back to the show. Henry, good morning.
Morning.
How do you think your answers went? I thought they were pretty good.
I think all right, maybe this middle one.
Pretty solid. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. Anna, are you ready?
Oh, I'm a bit nervous, you know.
Don't be nervous, mate. I think you'll do all right with these.
Okay.
Let's try and win Henry £5. Let's try and match his surnames with these celebrity first names. Name number one is Bob.
The builder.
No, come on. He hasn't been famous for years.
Bob. Dylan.
No.
No. No. Bob Mortimer is what Henry went for.
No, I wouldn't have got that.
No.
No?
No?
No.
Both good answers there.
Yeah. Listen, Henry, I'm sorry, but we'll go through the rest of the answers anyway, just to save face. Name number two was Stephen. Anna.
Fry.
No. Spielberg. Oh, no. Name number three. I reckon you get this. Elizabeth.
What's her name?
Elizabeth.
No, that was yesterday's game.
Why am I thinking? I just thought of Elizabeth Duke. Is that the jewellery? Is that?
Jewellery.
Taylor.
Yes! Come on! Go. Got it right. Name number four is James.
Acaster.
No. Like it though. James choice. Martin is what Henry went for. All right, fifth and final name. I only got one so far. Fifth and final name is Victoria.
Beckham.
Yes. All right, 2 out of 5, not too bad.
Henry, not bad.
Sorry about that. No £5 for you, but did you have fun nonetheless?
I did. It's my Friday morning up.
Oh, all right, nice to meet. Have a good weekend and have a good day at work as well. Anna, I'm so sorry. Sorry.
I'm just glad I came up with something for all of them. You're right. Relax.
Look, as long as we didn't have dead air, that's all we can hope for.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute
Here,
Radio.
Matt, my God, we deserve some more social ammo action. Give us a little extra portion, a little extra. Little, I was going to say extra inch. Is that okay?
You can do if you want. Yeah. Well, this is it's sent to me by Stuart Wilson, who's one of my informers on Twitter. Thank you for letting me know about this.
You didn't couldn't even be bothered to do the research.
No, it's he sends me some gold sometimes.
Oh, okay.
And lots of people do.
Your network.
And then we'll decide which ones make it to on air. But Ray Earle, this is from Ray Earle, who is a writer and broadcaster, lives in Australia. She said, "I couldn't sleep last night, so I made a montage of Mr. Brunson from Grange Hill being incensed at Danny Kendall." Now, this is probably before many people's time, but Mr. Brunson was a very scary teacher, and he hated Danny Kendall, and he used to go mad at him all the time, as you'll hear.
And where do you think you are off to? Kendall!
Kendall!
Well, let me tell you, Kendall, that you now have a very definite appointment with me at 3:30 p.m.
Oh, God.
Right, Kendall.
Do you want something, Mr. Bronson? I want Kendall.
Kendall! You have not defeated me, Kendall!
Kendall! I think everybody should calm down.
Kendall!
You've not defeated me, Kendall.
It's so weird. He says Kendall so much. It does sound like Le Candle Cat, doesn't it? Remember
La baguette,
cat?
Le croissant, l'éclair.
La Candle! You'll be talking about them later and I've saved you later.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And there ends another edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. And my God, what an edition it was.
It's all been happening, hasn't it? It's been a momentous day, really.
Yeah, from a completely unplanned first hour of the show, which I quite like, to guessing the right name on Name That Caller.
Never thought I'd see the day.
It's been a rollercoaster ride, hasn't it?
It really has, yeah.
My wife just texted me saying, I don't think I'm ever going to recover from that.
Yeah.
She's which, right. Yeah.
I cannot believe it.
No, it's quite incredible, isn't it? That might come up in the podcasting naming ceremony, which we're going to do right now.
Yeah, it sort of has to, doesn't it?
There are other options.
What else have we got? Yeah.
What do you want to name today's podcast? Option number one is Need Cover.
Oh, yeah, that's what my son shouts at me in the night.
Dead so adorable. This is when you're sharing a little duvet cover, yes, which I think is absolutely adorable.
Yeah.
An expensive form of night terror is option number two.
Someone who turns the heating on at night when they sleepwalk.
Chatty Cathy and Betsy Wetsy. That's an option.
That was the Mattel toys that are going to have a film made about them in the social media.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that one. That's going to be quite the watch. Option number four is What an Incontinent Show We Are. That was during 10 Weeks of Tickets, right?
Yeah, that was the constant wet leg clues.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. How could I forget?
So, yeah.
POV inside Matt's bag is another option.
An interesting sound, wasn't it, when we went inside the bag-o bands?
You put your carrier bag over the microphone and...
I've never done that before.
It didn't feel right, if I'm being honest. Glenn said it was like being kidnapped, and I think that's correct. It was terrifying. I'm still processing it emotionally. Double little pump bit at the end. What's that?
I don't know what that is. Is that your coffee machine? Or?
Oh, yes,
yeah. Yeah,
was it? I said it, and got it.
You said it, yeah.
I wasn't thinking about what I was saying. I was just so in love. Treating yourself in your pocket.
Oh. That sounds really bad.
I said that as well.
It sounded was that a fidget toy or was that
Wow. I was just describing what I was seeing you do. And this gets even worse. Girthy Crocs is another option.
Jonesy knew what she was doing there, wasn't she?
Didn't she?
She's been singing the benefits of Crocs.
She was loving it. Final option is the worst thing about this is that nobody wins anything.
Yes, that's true.
That was during Name That Caller.
The listener's name. Yeah, I know. Right. I think it should sort of be the name, something about the name being won, don't you think? The name, the day the name...
came.
Came.
The day the name came.
I think that's what it should be. You got
the day the name came.
It
sounds like a romance novel.
The day the name came.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, it's beautiful.
Let's call it that. It will be available very, very soon. Why not listen to it on the free Absolute Radio app? We are back tomorrow morning from 6. We will see you then.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.